welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 30th comes from Numbers 7. Yesterday, we looked at the non-priestly class of holy people in Israel, the Nazirites. Today's reading in Numbers 7 addresses two other issues regarding holiness within Israel's camp. While priests and Nazirites were the only holy people, the tabernacle was filled with many holy things. Obviously, everything used in the tabernacle had to come from somewhere, and Numbers 7 is a record of how all of the tribes of Israel contributed their share in the consecration of the temple. The chapter is repetitive since every tribe gives precisely the same offering, which is recorded in full every time. But there are a few really interesting highlights that we want to point out along the way. First, the word for approached in Numbers 7 verse 2 and brought them before in 7 verse 3, as well as the word for offer or offered or made an offering in Numbers 7 verse 10, 11, 12, 18, and 19, are all the Hebrew word karav, which we looked at in the meditations for Numbers 3 and 5. This is the word used to describe the crime of outsiders coming near in Numbers 1 verse 51, as well as the strange fire that Nadab and Abihu offered before Yahweh in Leviticus 10 verse 1, and which we read about again in Numbers 3 verse 4. And we should remember that both crimes were punishable by death. As we have seen, it is a sacred, serious thing to bring near an offering into the presence of a holy God. It is not a foregone conclusion, then, that Yahweh will accept these offerings through Moses, Numbers 7, verses 4 through 5. But by grace, Yahweh receives the offerings that his people bring near to him. Second, Moses is the other major exception beyond the Nazirites to the general rule that only priests were classified as holy. Moses is not a priest, since only Aaron and his descendants qualified to become priests in Exodus 28 and 29. Moses does perform priestly functions at times, but he really falls more under the categories of mediator and prophet than priest. So, as covenant mediator, Moses is able to go into the tent of meeting to speak with Yahweh in the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant was located. And as prophet, Moses hears the voice of Yahweh speaking to him from above the mercy seat in Numbers 7, verse 89. But where Moses was a great mediator whom God used to renew his covenant with Israel and a great prophet through whom God gave Israel his law, Jesus was far better. Not only did Jesus come to inaugurate a new covenant better than the covenant of Moses, and not only did Jesus become Yahweh's last greatest prophet, but Jesus also came to take up two roles that Moses was not permitted to hold, to serve as our great high priest and to reign as our king forever. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.